This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's happening in our cattle markets?
Well, the negativeness in our cattle fundamentals, I should say, continue to help push the cattle technicals to the downside today. December live cattle, second session in a row, making new contract lows. Feeder cattle did see some mixed trade, but closed negative. We just did not have anything out there priced positive to help out. Most of our cash this week is $2 lower than last week. Box beef was down $1.12 on choice at mid-morning, down 40 cents on selects, moved 74 loads. Saw this made cattle kill day, 109,000 head. And on the close, December cattle down $1.42, February down 22 cents, January feeders 30 lower, March feeders down 50, and February lean hogs closed 27 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The Tulsa Farm Show, back to Expo Square for its 22nd year, December 10th, 11th, and 12th. One of the featured exhibitors for 2015, Balin Country. Eric McVeigh says they've got a great lineup of livestock equipment for you to check out.
We'll have both manual and hydraulic chutes. We'll have our HaySmart bale feeder, which is a very popular bale feeder. Saves up to 96-97% of your hay while feeding cattle and horses. We'll have the feed bunks, and then we'll also supply all the pens and everything for the cattle demo.
And Eric says for folks coming to this year's Tulsa Farm Show, they'll have some great specials for you to take advantage of.
Yes, we'll have some good deals, year-end type sales for people needing to spend a little money before Uncle Sam gets it. And stop by and see us. We're there on the south wall, just west of the main doors there.
Eric McVeigh with Balin Country, proud to be a part of this year's Tulsa Farm Show.
Tom, what's supporting the grain markets?
Well, I think we got a couple things. One thing, especially supporting soybeans, is the bean oil. The bean oil's had a very nice run to the upside, but when you get past that, most of what we're seeing is technical buying and a lot of short covering. People that have been short this market, especially funds, managed money, are covering those shorts, in other words, buying the board and pushing this market higher. We saw some very positive closes for the week, considering that we started the week off just a little bit on the mix side. We have continued to see what has been surprisingly support to the upside. Today, March KC wheat was 4 cents higher on the close. July KC 4 1/4 higher. March Chicago wheat 5 3/4 higher. March corn was up 4 1/2. July corn up 4 3/4. January soybeans were 8 1/2 cents higher. The March soybeans up 7 3/4. And March cotton today closed up 45 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, providing our market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.